The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio. We are here once again today, just like any other time. We have another special guest. We have a true honor talking to our guest today, Dr. Michelle Maidenberg. She has an easy website you can go to. It's michellemaidenberg.com. Today, we're going to explore her book, Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self, and Live the Life You Want. First and foremost, we're going to learn more about Ms. Dr. Michelle today. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
All is well. Appreciate you taking time. I know you're super busy. So first and foremost, before we even talk about the book, kind of give the audience a little backdrop of your 30 years plus of clinical experience transforming lives.
Thank you. So a little bit about me. I have a private practice in Harrison, New York. I'm a co-founder and clinical director of Through My Eyes, which is a nonprofit, and it offers free clinically guided videotaping for chronically medically ill individuals who want to leave a video legacy for their children and loved ones. I teach at NYU. I teach a graduate course in mindfulness practice. And then I also wrote two books. My most recent one is called Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self, and Live the Life You Want, just like you said. And I'm very excited to announce that I just recorded and narrated my audiobook, which is going to come out at the beginning of May, which is very exciting. And last two things, I'm a Psychology Today blogger. So I do publish articles on the average about once a month. And then I have a YouTube channel where I post and publish guided meditations every Thursday morning on different topics.
With someone with a demanding schedule as yourself, how do you find a time to create content to, just help your audience even more?
Yeah, great question. No, but I don't think anybody's ever asked me that. So I appreciate that question. I have to tell you, it's the world that drives me. What do I mean by that? And I'll give you an example. Just this week, I was astonished at hearing how people, like this word manifestation or how we manifest things, like is such a buzzword. And, supposedly it's on TikTok and all over the place. And I started to get really curious about it. And what my patients were coming in and telling me is like, I can't say it because if I say it, it's going to happen. I'm going to manifest it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that is so counterintuitive to like everything I teach my patients about anxiety and about self-acceptance and self-compassion and et cetera. So that is my next article. So it really comes from like people I speak to, things I see, things that tend to come up in my practice, content that I feel like is not tapped into in the world when I do research. So I get curious about it. My mind is always buzzing. I always have these like ideas.
I just dropped my water. When you are building your brand, because it's one thing to give all this valuable content, but it's another thing where you're doing that in addition of running your business and wearing multiple hats. What has been your strategy to continue to educate people about your core mission with your brand?
I think in terms of like marketing, branding, like all of that, and really making sure I get the message out, the most important goal for me is to get it out to as many people as possible. That's always, I think, the challenge, right? Because I feel very confident about my content. I know that it speaks to people. I know that people, do find benefit in it. And I only know that because people tell me that, right? But the challenge I think always is like, how do I get this content out? So that's something that I, I'm constantly always working on and trying to improve on. You know, and I think it's a combination of like making sure that it's engaging, making sure that it speaks to people, a lot of people, you know, making sure that people could relate to it. And it's not over, you know, sometimes I know for myself, like I'm an academic, right? So I could definitely talk sometimes over people's heads and I have to slow myself down and say like, you know, not dull it down because it's not dulling it down, but how is this content going to be relevant to a mass of people rather than just, you know, a group of people. So I really do try to be, even when I write, sometimes I notice that like, instead of it being more conversational, engaging, it could be very academic. So I really, really, really try to, you know, try to make it a lot more engaging. So that's an important piece of it. But it's really topics that everyone could relate to. You know, I think we all struggle with acceptance. I think we all struggle with self-compassion. I think we all struggle with how to empower ourselves to take action on behalf of our values. Like this is like a human challenge that we all have. So I really try to speak to as many people as I can.
When it comes to your book, I mentioned it earlier, Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self and Live the Life You Want. A quick summary of your book. When it comes, you just mentioned acceptance, but when it comes to acceptance, compassion, and empowerment, you also talk about guides for readers to navigate feelings of being stuck, address regrets, and cultivate self-worth. What are some of the things that people can't understand when it comes to the patterns of behaviors and inner dialogue while they read this book?
Yeah, so it's hard to summarize, but I'll do my best because there's so much content. What I've found through my practice and working with people and just even for my own life personally is that if we guide ourselves, you know, with this model, you know, with kind of self-acceptance, you know, compassion and empowerment, that we could really, really live the life we want to live. And, you know, life is so short and fleeting that we need to be conscious at all times, you know, so it comes with being in the present moment. Now, what I've found is that many people do not have a grasp of how our brain, you know, the mechanics of our brain and cognition work. So it's really important to understand our thinking process, both on a neurological level and a biological level, and also from a psychological level. So I do explain that. I also talk about our values because values are a guide to action. It's really, you know, people say, oh, you know, you have to be motivated and, you know, then you'll take action. And that's actually the opposite. You take action. You're motivated once you take action. It doesn't start out with motivation typically. So, you know, we have to constantly, constantly understand what are barriers that get in the way of us taking action, right? Because then if we all took action in the way that we wanted to, we wouldn't even be having this conversation for that matter. Why do people have bad habits? Why do people have stuckness? Why do people, again, it's all this stuff that gets us kind of stuck. And even when we do change our behavior, often it's very, very, very hard to maintain. We often fall back into patterns of behavior that are familiar, comfortable. So we're constantly, constantly working hard and our brain is wired to take the path of least resistance. It doesn't want to work hard. So we're in these pitfalls all the time. So it's really important to understand, like, what are the barriers that get in the way of our self-acceptance? What are the barriers that get in the way of our compassion, both for ourselves and others? And then what gets in the way of us taking action based on our goals, our needs, our desires, you know, et cetera. So I talk about that. And then I talk about, okay, now we understand why we have these barriers. What do we need to do? How are we going to integrate these skills? How are we going to integrate taking action on behalf of our best self and living the life we want? And I really talk about that. And I give a lot of tools and skills. And at the end of each chapter, I also give a QR code for a guided meditation that helps really integrate the information. So it's really a path. And I use it, by the way, with all different, you know, people of all different ages, all different socioeconomic status, all different race, religion, you know, across the board, because it's not like, it's not a cookie cutter approach. In other words, do this, don't do that. It's more about, this is the main framework. Now, how are you going to apply it to your life? How are you going to apply it to you and your struggles and your stuckness and your challenges? And that's what I help with. So it could be vast. It could be anything that somebody comes to the table with.
And you mentioned skills. And I think that's a big thing because skills are essential for achieving anything. And when it comes to recognizing skills that we have. I mean, that's something that we're kind of taught early on when we're younger. But when you're an adult, it's funny sometimes. You might hit a life crisis where you question your skills and you start questioning your career. And if it doesn't stop there, you start questioning your purpose and what you should be doing in life. For someone who is listening to this right now, maybe they're not questioning their purpose, but maybe they have plateaued in their skill set and how they can progress even further in the career. What are some of the things in the book that can help them navigate that situation?
There's, you know, we're up against so much. You know, we're up against how we're socialized. We're up against, you know, how we were born into the family. We're up against our genetics. We're up against, I could go on and on and on, how much we're up against in this world, the messages socially and socioculturally that, you know, get in the way of the way we think. So we always have to work, you know, and kind of explore and get our, understand ourselves better. I know for myself, I have to say in the past couple of years, like I see my growth based on really committing, you know, and partly why I wrote this book is because I was going through my own process. And from the book, it helped facilitate the process where I made certain decisions because of sitting and writing this book. And I had to stop and say to myself, wait, like, am I actually doing this? And what's getting in the way? And what do I want in my life? How do I want to see my life in 5 years from now? And I've made so many changes because of it. And I'm still learning so much. Like, I'm so fascinated just developmentally over years, how I've changed both the way I think, my mindset, how I approach things, how I approach the world, how I approach relationships. You know, it's a kind of an evolving process always. And, you know, I believe we never stop growing. You know, we grow to the day we die. So, you know, a lot of it is committing to putting effort and also being uncomfortable. But the main thrust is each one of us are worth it, you know, and really having a sense of self and really having a sense of self-worth and confidence in oneself. And again, we're all going to accomplish something different because we have different skill sets. We have different strengths. So, and desires and goals, and that, you know, seeing ourselves as an individual, like, for example, our brain compares, like, forces us to compare ourselves to one another. And then we end up feeling poorly. We're not comparing ourselves to the person that we're doing better than. We're comparing ourselves to the person we're doing worse off. So inevitably, that's going to make us feel poorly about ourselves. That's not going to make us feel confident. So these are like, that's like an example of what our brain does to trick us into being hypervigilant in regards to our behavior and puts us in a position where we're like, oh, you know, I want what she has, right? But then in the end, it's like, I want what she has, but I feel crappy about myself for not having it. And then I put myself down because I don't have it. No. You know, we have to understand how our mind kind of puts us into these situations where sometimes in a very counterproductive or a hypervigilant way to accomplish what we want, but it ends up defeating us and it ends up providing us with self-defeating thoughts that compromises us and sometimes provides self-sabotaging instead of actually encouraging and motivating. So, you know, it's about learning about all these things about ourselves that help to thrust us forward.
I like the word sabotage. I think that is something that happens often when we're not careful. And I'm a visual person. So when you talk about how we can say we want what someone else has, it's almost like the shiny new toy syndrome, if that's something professionally to say. Because it's like you get something new, it's great. And then after a couple of days or a couple of weeks or a couple of months, the excitement fades away. And I feel that can easily happen if you have that issue, which I think we all have, including myself. I'll put my first hand up. You can get caught up trying to have a healthy competition, but it becomes toxic if you're not careful because you're just only worrying about the next new thing versus being a steward of what you already have on your plate.
That's right. Well, which is, I think, like, you know, fortifying your gratitude practice, for example, right? It's like we're always looking what we don't have and we don't really focus on what we do have. And, you know, just I think an example of that. And I know this comes up for me personally, and I've been learning more and more about myself in this way. So we do have like these adaptations, you know, and these kind of coping skills and coping ways we've coped, you know, from our childhood. Okay. And one of the things I know that I struggle with, and this is just how my brain works, I can't help it, is as a kid, because of my upbringing, I've always had to be, as a kid, I had to be very protective and hypervigilant, and ensure that I'm safe and ensure that, you know, I'm protected. And I had to do that, unfortunately, for myself, because, you know, the adults around me weren't doing like an adequate job. So what that did was it really, I always have to be one step ahead. I always have to predict things and I always have to make sure I'm okay, you know? Now, what that caused in my adulthood was, so if I meet somebody and let's say they exhibit certain behavior, I'll focus so much more on what they didn't do or what they didn't say or whatever the case is than what they did say, you know, in a positive way. Because my brain automatically wants to protect me and it automatically wants me to be one foot ahead so that I could predict what's going to happen and I ensure my safety. Now, that's okay when you're a kid because it helped me. Not so okay when you're an adult, because then all you're doing is you're noticing the negative and not the positive. And the negative is what's really standing out for you. And I've really had to like counteract that. And I've really, really had to be so conscious. And now, you know, I notice my thoughts will kind of flood in and I'll have these negative and I'll be like, whoa, okay. I understand you have to be protective. Good for you. But let's like take a step back, right? How else can I see this? And what else is here that I'm not seeing? And it's amazing that when I change that mindset and I'm able to notice both, right, and recognize that there is a lot of positives and there is a lot to be grateful for, then I approach, even if I am disappointed, I'll approach it so much more differently than I would otherwise. You know, I'll approach it in a more compassionate way. I'll approach it in a more non-judgmental way. I'll approach it in a more flexible and expansive way, which is so much better for relationships, right? Than to be like, persecutory and to be like, judgmental and et cetera. So, you know, we always have to kind of think about how we think and how we approach our world and what our narrative looks like for us.
Once again, listen on Refocus Radio, talking to our guest today, Dr. Michelle Maidenberg, and talking about her book, Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self and Live the Life You Want. When it comes to the exercises that you present in the book and guides, one thing that eventually will hit someone's life is the healing process. Because whether we're experience of sabotaging ourselves or unforgiving of ourselves or other people, when it comes to the healing process, how can people pay attention to what they can gain from that? Because that is also part of the journey.
Yeah. You know, you use the word healing, which I love. I love that word because it really, our life is full of healing. You know, we're always healing. We all, every single one of us, me included, we all have traumas. Now, when you think about the word traumas, it sounds really scary and huge, but you know, there are little T's. There are things that happen in the course of our lives that leave an impression on us. You know, they could be really little. And it's amazing. Sometimes I'll talk to my patients and they'll say to me, you know, this and this happened, right? And they'll, let's say something from childhood or whatever else. And it's one thing. But the way that they processed it as a kid, because again, their brain wasn't sophisticated enough to process it like you would as an adult, it literally changed the trajectory of their life for whatever reason, you know, the way they saw things, the way it was so interesting. I was talking to one of my patients the other day and we were talking because she has, you know, issues around her kind of confidence and et cetera. And sometimes she gets a little social anxiety. And she said to me, I said, if you had to think back of a turning point of when, you know, because she said, I remember being slightly confident when I was a younger kid. And then something shifted and I was like, oh, what do you think that was? And I said, why don't you close your eyes and really just see what comes up? And it was amazing. It was an interaction she had with her mother, and her mother said some words to her. But A, she remembered it so clearly. And B, when she was talking about it today, tears came streaming down her eyes, which means that although it's deep in the subconscious, it was almost as if it was happening today. That's how impactful it was when she spoke about it. That requires healing. That doesn't just go away, and that still impacts you today, right? So we're always in this, you know, this healing process all the time. And we need to explore kind of our subconscious, and we need to understand things that impact us and get in the way. And like I just described to you, you know, that thing of focusing on the negative, I didn't even realize I was doing that until I really did some deep work. And I realized that that's not only does it affect relationships negatively, but that's not how I want to be. That's not how I want to represent myself. I want to be a loving, caring, thoughtful, open, flexible human. I don't want to be a judgmental, you know, negative human. That's not who I choose to be. So I have to work at it, and I'm okay with that. And I think that if we find our worth and we feel worthy, we're going to do the things that we need to improve our lives.
Once again, talking to our guest, Dr. Michelle Maidenberg, and you have a quiz that people can take online. Not just get the book, Ace Your Life, but they also can take a quiz. Someone listening right now, something they can do, it doesn't cost them a dime. What's some of the benefits that they can gain from taking this quiz?
Well, a lot of my work is around stuckness, because we all have stuckness. So it pinpoints to you where your stuckness is, where your stuckness lies, and tells you a lot about that, which is important, because we have to understand like why we have stuckness and where that comes from. So it gives you a little bit of information so you could be curious about that.
You have also won awards, been recognized by some amazing platforms. When you see your work getting recognized, I mean, a lot of authors, I've been able to talk to quite a few of them. And the hardest part is when you publish your book, boom, marketing, get the word out. For you to be able to establish that, share some of the secret sauce of some of the things that you use for strategy to market your books.
Yeah. So I think it's a combination of a couple of things. One is, you know, definitely social media, of course, right? Digital marketing, social media, that's been really helpful. Getting the word out, you know, starting with a quiz, getting people kind of engaged in your work and understanding what your work's all about. And you know, like, for example, I just published the audiobook, but I wanted to narrate it myself. So again, which you can imagine is a huge task, but I wanted the connection with my audience. Like, I want people to know me. I want them to connect with the work because they believe in me and my work. So there's these little nuances of engaging and connecting to other people, which I really take pride in. The other thing I do is I post a lot of infographics with, you know, quotes and sayings. That's another way of me connecting to others. My YouTube channel and posting guided meditations is another way of connecting, writing. But if you notice, all the things that I'm doing is a way to connect. Like, literally, I want to have a relationship, like a direct relationship with each person. And if I could, obviously I would have a direct relationship with each person. That's obviously impossible, but I want them to feel that I do have that direct relationship. And one of the things that I've tried to cultivate in my life, and I think I'm successful at it. I hope I am. At least I get that feedback is, you know, people will say to me, "You're so authentic." And I do hear that. And that is like the biggest compliment somebody could say to me, because I think that people feel that it really comes from the heart and I really care. And that is so genuine to who I am. So that, you know, people, you know, connect to that when they feel that you're being authentic and you're passionate. And I really try to convey that. So, you know, you have to put things out there in the world that you really feel passionate about.
And that's a great point, because, when it comes to the personal connection, I mean, you could have told me years ago that I'll be talking on the microphone. It's a long story behind that, but I find myself sharing that story, and I shared it on multiple recent shows if people want to listen to it. But long story short, I'll just give a quick summary of the show. You know, the show's birth in 2017. It was at a barbershop. Enrique Rodriguez interviewed him. He's from Philadelphia. He moved to San Antonio, started his life over. And long story short, is he used to have a magazine, Refocus magazine. And things were getting expensive. I'm like, yeah, let's not continue to do this publishing. Let's do something else. But in between time, there's a promoter in here in San Antonio who invited me to go to see a concert. And I went outside, got my tickets. And it's a lady in a wheelchair. And she just randomly starts talking to me. And I didn't pay nothing, pay attention to it or whatever. And she kept talking. So I said, all right, might as well listen, you know. And she said, man, God wants me to tell you, you need to open your mouth and speak. And I'm just like, wow. Man, I'm waiting outside, waiting to get to these doors open to, you know, see the concert. I'm like, but she started crying. So that just switched up everything. My emotions got a little different. It started to get like a chill going up my spine. I'm like, all right, I'll listen. And she just like keeps saying it. She's just repeating it. But it's the way she said it, and I felt it. But at that time, I didn't know what she was talking about. And mind you, the show never existed. So months go by. I meet this guy, Rico Rodriguez, through a coworker at the time that was working at a rail station. And I presented him the cover of the magazine. He said, man, you got a voice for radio. What are you doing? You should be like doing something. Use that voice, man. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think about the woman in the wheelchair. Say, oh, wow. Shoot. Maybe I should do something. But I don't say nothing to him. You know, like this story doesn't come out until like all this years later. And so he's like, yeah, come to the shop and I'll buy breakfast for everybody. You just do your show. And we did a show together. That first episode is on our website. And long story short, when I look back, over 1,000+ interviews later, the crazy, cool people who've been able to interview like yourself.
Wow.
I think about the woman in the wheelchair.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah. I had to share that because I feel like I'm going to keep sharing that over and over because my point in that, to tie it to your book, Ace Your Life. You know, you talk about overcoming personal challenges, you know, skills, whatever, pain, healing, all that. That's a human central problem that we all face. My point is, the woman in the wheelchair never had to talk to me that day. But had she not spoken her words, show never existed.
Wow. Powerful. Really powerful.
So once again, man, talking to our guest today, get her book, Ace Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self, and Live the Life You Want. Go to her website. It's michellemaidenburg.com. We're talking to our guest, Dr. Michelle Maidenburg. What's your words to our audience? I know I kind of took over a little bit, but what's your words to our audience before we leave?
Your story was very inspiring, I have to say. And, you know, one thing to add to your story is we have to look sometimes for these signs. Right. Because sometimes we overlook them, but they're out there in the world.
Yeah.
So really cool. My words, you know, I can't say this enough because I really try to live every day as if it's my last day. And I know we hear that a lot. But, you know, if you think about how short life is and how fleeting it is, you know, there isn't time. We don't have time to waste. You know, every moment is precious. I mean, I unfortunately get to think about that and see that because I see the suffering that people experience on a daily basis. You know, and we don't have a moment to waste. Like every moment counts and we need to live every day, you know, being our best self and living the life we want. And it's never, ever too late to start doing that ever.
Once again, go to her website. It's real simple. MichelleMaidenberg.com. Get the book, Face Your Life, Unleash Your Best Self, and Live the Life You Want. Once again, Dr. Michelle, thank you for your time.
So much for having me.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.